Percy Julian, A Man of Vision by Carolyn Edgar. It all began with a simple being, Percy Julian recalled. He was explaining how his work with plants ended up helping people with the eye disease, glaucoma. Julian was a chemist, a scientist who studies what things are made of. He made many important discoveries. Today, he's remembered as one of America's greatest chemists. He achieved all this despite having to deal with a lot of prejudice. Percy L. Julian was born on April 11, 1899, in Montgomery, Alabama. He was an African American and the grandson of formerly enslaved people. As a young boy, Julian did well at school. However, he could not go to high school in his hometown. At that time, Alabama did not provide schools for black children after eighth grade. Julian was determined to continue his education. He applied to DePaul University in Indiana. DePaul accepted him, but insisted that he take high school classes too. Julian attended college during the day and high school classes at night. Despite that hardship, he graduated as the number one student in his college class. He went on to study at other universities and did very well. After finishing his studies, Julian worked as a college teacher. He wanted a job at a big American university. Unfortunately, during the 1930s and 1940s, those colleges were not welcoming black teachers. So Julian returned to DePaul University as a researcher. There, he took on the project that would save the eyesight of thousands of people. Glaucoma is an eye disease caused by too much pressure inside a person's eyeballs. The extra pressure can cause damaged vision. It even leads to blindness. Scientists have known for many years about a natural chemical that reduces eye pressure. Its name is physotigmine. It is found in an African plant, the calabar bean, but it is very hard to get a lot of physotigmine from the plant. Percy Julian and a colleague, Joseph Peakey, studied the plant together. They hoped to invent a way to create large amounts of its chemical. They experimented for 3 years. In 1935, they announced that their experiment had been successful. Doctors could now treat glaucoma patients with a helpful drug. Within a year, Julian left his job at DePaul. He became the director of research at the Glidden Company. There, he continued to develop chemicals from plants to improve many products, from paper to paint to food. One of his important discoveries was of a chemical that slowed down fires. It was turned into a product that saved many lives. Percy Julian kept developing products to help people. He received over 130 patents for his chemical discoveries. Julian died April 19, 1975. His life, historian James Anderson said, is a story of great accomplishments, overcoming tremendous odds.